Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. The Score!
Man, we had a wonderful show today. Mike Florio is probably yelling at a Bears source right now because they straight up lied to him and dodged him. So that's fun.
Said he was going to give an earful to whoever his source was.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. Thanks to Jared Payton. Thanks to Charch. Thanks to Matt Bowen. Good luck to IC Catholic this week in the state championship against Williamsville. They're really, really good. So we'll see what ends up happening. And I hope that Matt gets that state championship. I think that would be a dope thing for him. Groats, thanks for being here, man.
My pleasure, man.
Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Dan will be back Monday, good Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, that his voice returns, and we will see him Monday. Thanks to Ray Diaz. Thanks to Mike Rankin. Thanks to Brandon Fryer for all of their hard work. I feel like Studs probably helped out today, too, so we'll thank Studs as well.
He was drinking all our beer last night at the Miller Lite Top Draft Show on the Northwest Side. He was just, we had a bucket
that's
of beer.
That's not true. That's
you
allegedly.
Know I can't drink them, so right. we gave them to Studs, yeah, and Gabe was being good.
Let Studs drink them. He was celebrating that tie in the Battle of Chicago yesterday.
Got a point.
Yeah, between Poland and Mexico. The Battle of that's Archer right. Avenue was going on, and Studs was here for it. You know who else is here for it? Parkins and Spiegel. They are ready to get you set for your holiday weekend with a little bit of news on Justin Fields. Hello, boys.
A lot of bit of news on Justin Fields. Yeah, hello. First of all, what happened with Florio? I missed Florio today. What did he say?
We were talking with Florio, and I had said to him, you know, because I had heard some stuff about how this was going to go with Justin Fields. And Mike had heard the same thing, that the Fields camp was telling people that he had a separated shoulder, but maybe some people around the Bears were acting like that wasn't the case. And he said if he found out that Justin Fields does have a separated shoulder, that he was basically going to give his source what for playing a semantics game with him. Like, the shoulder separated now, but maybe it wasn't separated, or was separated then, but isn't separated now. That sort of BS type stuff.
Got it.
So Florio said he was going to have words with his source if that ended up being the case.
Oh, that's so good. So I was telling Speaks in the pre-show meeting that this was before Justin Fields spoke, that this type of topic, I think, is the one that I am worst at as a talk show host. The, like, should the guy with the medical situation play or not play? Because my answer 98 times out of 100 is, man, I don't know. Like, they don't tell us. Like, I didn't get to see the x-ray. I don't know if he's really at risk of further injury. Like, there's so much misinformation. They try to mislead the other team, so they're secret. They're secretive by design.
Subterfuge.
But then he talked. Then he talked, right,
yes.
Daddy?
Yes. And then Justin Fields spoke, and I was like, this is one of the two times out of 100. It's fairly clear what's going
yes.
on here.
So no worry. He was being – Justin Fields was as – he was the adult
in the room. The 23-year-old was the adult in the room saying he's got a separated shoulder, partially torn ligament, that he would not be able to play today, that he's feeling it hurts when I throw the football. It hurts when I hand off. So
this is the dynamic, Grody, and you know it well from being around the team as often and as long as you have been, is that they have to let the quarterback speak today. That is the rule. He is number one on the depth chart. He has not been ruled out. Here is your microphone. And then it's the player's prerogative how honest he wants to be, how forthright, how just, you know. And listen to the way the dude talked about the apology after last game. And listen to the way the dude tries to talk about everything. He's just kind of, he's feeling himself. He's just putting it out there. Like, this is it. This is the truth. So, you know, all the gamesmanship and the obfuscation from the whole week from Eberflus, which I understood, frankly, because of what he's trying to do, it was just rendered obsolete by Justin Fields just being himself in this moment that he's allowed to speak.
Well, in the in terms of the facts, yes, but I think we all agree that he's not going to play on Sunday, but the Bears can still play the game with that he is out there and he is, you know, quote-unquote limited, because today was essentially a walkthrough practice, so he would have been limited had there actually been practice today. But, of course, on Friday, when Matt Eberflus next speaks, probably going to tell us it's a game-time decision.
Yep, right. And I will say, I still, if they said Justin Fields is not at risk for further injury,
I wouldn't trust them.
I'm not saying I would trust them, but like if that was true, like not what they say into a microphone, like if a medical doctor said that, because
I wouldn't trust their doctors is what I'm saying, Danny. If I'm Justin, if someone from outside the organization tells me that, cool. If the Bears doctors tell me that, no thank you.
But they have no incentive to risk future injury.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a precedent of team doctors being co-opted.
Oh, I know that. But I'm just saying with this guy on this team, you know, I mean, Eberflus said, like, we're not going to risk further injury for him. Like, trust me, like, there are plenty of examples and stories of team doctors messing it up and having more of an obligation to team over player. Like, I'm totally with you on that. Just, I don't think that the Bears are that dumb.
Well, I think, Parko, this is where Ryan Poles comes in, too, in terms of the doctors. Like, he has to say to the team doctors, hey, I don't want you to tell me what I want to hear. This is
correct.
Our franchise, so don't tell me what I want. Tell me if this guy can play. So I actually do, I know this is probably naive, I do trust the team doctors in this case, because I trust Ryan Poles is not stupid enough to say, tell me what I want to hear, because I really need to see this guy at the Jets this Sunday.
Well, this is the thing. Like Poles wanted to win these past couple of games. There were reports of Poles and others being all pissed off when the interception happened at the end. Like, you know, these guys want to win, and Eberflus is coaching and doing everything to get a win. But in a moment like this, where Eberflus copped to it today, he said, it's a group decision. You know, like we'll all talk about it.
Yeah.
So Ryan Poles gets a chance to have his voice in there and say, Matt, no, because it's not just based on the medicals to me. It's like you guys saw Justin like favoring the legs in the second half and
cramping.
Not being the full version of himself. And the way that he just talked now about feeling the pain and the discomfort, why would you bother to put a guy out there? And when he's hit, it has taken 100% of his athleticism, elusiveness, his powers to get them even close to anything this past like 2 months. Let the young man rest. This is not a moment where he needs to learn to play with discomfort and learn to play hampered.
Screw
in my
that.
Opinion.
Amen. Yeah.
Especially because he already clearly knows how to do it. Like he is
right.
He is a tough SOB.
There's also some precedent there. You know, we know that and he even said it. He said, look, you know, national championship on the line, you'd have to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much did.
We saw it with the ribs, absolutely. You know, so there is nothing extra for him to learn in that way.
Brody, I agreed with you, man. I was waiting for it. I thought it would have been a worthwhile question today. Yo, how are your legs?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that was a totally a missed question today.
Yeah, I would have had a hard – if I was there, it would have been hard to use one of my bullets on the legs just with everything, just with the need to try to get any information. But
yeah.
I do want to know about the legs, because I think it's the cramping. I think it's the heavy legs, but could – you know, it wouldn't put it past anybody that it's something different, or that.
But he
maybe
was also just like in such a rare truth-telling mode today.
Yeah, good point.
You know,
good that, point.
Like, because like, if it was cramping, okay, fine. That's what Eberflus seemed to indicate, that it was. You know, maybe needs to do a little bit better job of hydrating.
Get
up
that
to the
man
game.
Some potato chips.
Yeah, exactly. Jason Hamill.
Well, I wonder if.
But if it is
Norco
the heavy legs
was...
from all of the running, man, like. Are they running him too much? Like I wonder if he would have been like, yeah, my legs are still sore. Also, I wonder if he would have revealed that.
You know what? That's a good point. He, because this was one of those rare weeks where Justin Fields was ready to talk. He had things to say. He was ready for the questions, and he was ready to reveal. So maybe that question can be answered as the week goes on.
Ice baths, rest. And medical marijuana is what I would want Justin Fields to have.
I'm so glad you said medical marijuana, because if this is the moment where, like, the Norco and the hydrocodone, danger, Speaks, with that stuff.
Speaks, this is what Grody and I were talking about in the last segment, and I think it's a criticism of kind of us overall, like the idea of playing with pain. Like, we just kind of flippantly talk about, like, pain tolerance, but that pain tolerance comes from drugs.
Yes,
and the after effects of those drugs are legion.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Like whether it is with, you know, if it's
not
the localized,
those drugs, I'm totally okay with.
But the localized shots is one thing that can numb you in a spot, you know, and then you can do more damage. But obviously, I the NFL has come a decent amount, has come kind of a long way, but you never know what somebody's instincts are. Justin's a vegan, though. He's on the case. I'm sure he knows the ravages that those kind of prescription painkillers can do to a family.
I'm sure that because of what he had to do to play in that national championship game, mm-hmm. he probably knows like how he feels like after that. I think that it's something that teams have been doing for decades in the NFL specifically, and my hope is that players do advocate for themselves a little more when it comes to that. And I know that for a guy like Justin, it's easier. His roster spot is guaranteed. Guys that are trying to keep and stay with a team, I understand the urge.
There's some desperate to
then do uh-huh. it, but you have to understand the risk that's involved that goes beyond even your playing days once you start going down that road.
Danny, how many former players have we talked to who are now in the weed business? You know, and they advocate and talk about that.
I want to talk to all of them.
Kyle Turley, where you been?
Danny wants a damn dispensary. Give that man a dispensary.
Did you say former players in the weed business?
Right. There's plenty of current ones also. Oh,
yeah. I got a joke, but it'll get me killed.
Oh, no.
Me too.
I'll tell you, Groats, after we're done.
I'll
text it to
this
you.
This is horrible that we're doing this on the radio.
The only thing worse is when Burnsy looks at his phone, you know?
Oh, no.
Looks for a picture. I can't share with anybody.
Do you guys think that, because like, we all felt the same way, it sounds like, that Fields was refreshing, honest, forthcoming, the adult in the room, Grody, great way to put it. Little too much? Like,
I would imagine they're uncomfortable with how honest he was.
Well, and like he said, you know, you don't really know how you feel until you shoot it up on game day. Obviously, you're not going to do that now for like a practice. And he also, you know, he was asked like, what would happen if you wanted to go and they said no? And he was like, well, that's not going to happen because they told me it was going to be my decision. It's not supposed to be their decision. It's supposed to be
our decision.
Yeah, and the team doctor's decision. But they supposedly cleared him for the walkthrough.
Yeah, they cleared him for a walkthrough, Danny. How convenient that they scheduled a walkthrough for today, too.
Well, but Eberflus copped to that, too. He right away said, because the physicality of some of our games, we have downgraded this to a walkthrough. And then he doesn't have to declare. He could just call Justin Limited and have one more day of Robert Saleh perhaps preparing for designed runs when he doesn't need to.
And for the record, and Lawrence might be right. Maybe they've implemented this plan again just to keep us in the dark. Eberflus has been doing this throughout the year, where at least once a week, or I don't know, maybe not that much, but pretty often now, these ain't those training camp practices that we were all breathless over and how everybody was tired. No, they're not practicing like that, and this is not the first time
Eberflus... Well, he had to learn, too, because he was having those practices, and then guys
are getting hurt. Absolutely. But that he has used that introduction to us in the past when we have assembled with him to say, hey, guys, here's what we're doing this week. We're kind of just doing a walkthrough. So this is the third or fourth time. So, I mean, it is pretty convenient. But for the record, there is precedent set with Matt Eberflus and this technique.
Yeah, I that makes sense. And I hope we get to see Justin Fields again this season. I don't suspect it'll be this week. Justin Herbert's an interesting example. Everyone was crushing the Chargers for playing him when he had the rib injury. And they came out and said, listen, he's going to deal with this for maybe all season. It's a pain tolerance issue. He cannot injure it more. And he's been playing, and he's been playing pretty well. You know, so it's just like one of those things where we won't officially know until we actually see if he goes out there. But obviously the Chargers, that injury was like, what, week one or something? And then they tried to win a Super Bowl. 3-8, the Bears have nothing to play for in that way.
I would argue, though, that there is a consistency to the way that they've talked about this and deal with this in terms of putting it on the player, for better or for worse. It was on Jalen Johnson whether to play or not, and Flew said that and then had to kind of backtrack. This whole thing with Tevin Jenkins last week, they cleared him, and then he's clearly the one saying, I'm not ready to go between Friday and Sunday.
I'm a backup.
Right, exactly. And now Justin's saying, no, they said it's my idea. Like, once they clear you medically, they will respond to your feelings about pain tolerance.
Yeah, Grody, I think that'd be interesting to get some clarification on Friday. Like,
on Tevin?
No, I'm just like, do players get a vote? Mm-hmm. Or like, do they get a decision?
Like, in these scenarios. Yeah, well,
it feels like that player gets a vote.
I don't know, man. Like, again, if you have, and the Bears have a bunch of doctors on staff, you can't leave it up to a guy who's trying to prove himself and make his way in the league and say, hey, man, it's up to you. And the whole idea, too, of one thing I've never, ever trusted, and I probably should because these are doctors and I'm just me, but the whole concept of can't injure it more. Hey, it's just about pain tolerance. What do you mean you can't injure it more? Like, you hear that with in football,
it's
you can always injure it more.
It's a bizarre statement, especially when you're talking about anesthetizing a part of your body and not even knowing if there's actual pain running through you until the anesthesia wears off. It's like that's what I'm saying. Like, we're real flippant with that.
Dr.
With
Grody
guys.
Says you can injure it more. Okay?
I love Dr. Grody.
Yeah, Google me.
Hey, yeah. I'll see you tonight, Dr. Grody.
Yes, I'm coming out to see Tributosaurus.
They were born to run.
And here's the thing, Speaks. A lot of pressure on you, buddy. Like I was saying, like, Bruce Springsteen fits into a category. I know you and I have talked about this before. That category of, I don't know, I probably wouldn't go see, like, pay to go see Bruce Springsteen. Uh-huh. But if somebody's got a ticket, man, I don't dislike Bruce, but I'm not a huge fan. But I can't wait to see the Spiegel performance.
You're an
today.
Anomaly, Grody, because maybe you're just too young. Because before
I haven't heard that in a while.
I think when I was in locker rooms and press boxes, the older guys, all about Springsteen.
Mitch Rosen. Yeah. Mitch Rosen was like getting all excited about Bruce.
That is like a rite of passage for sports reporters, is be a Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yeah, the sports writer Springsteen Venn diagram crossover. It's basically a circle.
Yep.
You're absolutely right on that one. But Groats, it'll be a nice wide set list. You'll hear some deep cuts and of course the hits. So I'll be interested to know what you think of the catalog. But I'm going to join you in sobriety tonight, going sober for the gigs of late. So let's say hello to each other at the break and not drink together.
100%, man, absolutely. Right. My friend Lisa's gone. My buddy Brian Zeff, who you know, who is breathless over you, who is always wants pictures with you. I don't know. You'll recognize him when you see him coming at you.
I know that dude.
You know, absolutely. You know the guy I'm talking about. So
Diet Coke for Groats
all
and
night,
and a tea for my guy Speaks.
Yeah, so. hot tea with lemon. Thanks, Groats, in advance for that.
Of course, man. And anything you need, I will send my friends up to serve you.
What are you guys doing on the show today?
So, great day to have Boomer Esiason, given how close he is to the Jets and Zach Wilson situation. So, Boomer...
Why me?
So, we got Boomer at 3, Trey Wingo at 3:45, Dave Wanstead at 4, Parkins versus Spiegel versus Spiegel at 4:40, and Grody, because you were with Lawrence and not out at Hallis Hall, our Bears report today is with Chris Emma.
At
5 o'clock, and then we will do our own Butterball Turkey Hotline questions at about 5:20 or so, where people can call in and ask their Thanksgiving questions. We will all answer, and you can choose whether or not you want to follow Speaks' advice, my advice, or I guess Shane Reardon's.
You're not going to play a song for Emma, are you? Because then I would be upset if you used Emma to be the
no
the
song
first.
Today.
Okay, good, because that no would be the only today. Hurtful part. Chris Emma will crush it.
Okay.
Bears. Yeah, Moby Emma. I don't even know what we would do. It wouldn't work.
Bears.
So,
Bears. All right, boys.
Bears.
Bye, guys.
Have
see
a
you
good
tonight, Matt. Danny, have a great Thanksgiving, man.
See all everybody. Right.
Bears. Same to you guys as well. Studs Bears. In for Tanny. His open kicks us off. Bears seem to be in a fairly obvious place right now, but it still is one worth celebrating given the opponent. It's next on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.